How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction. Welcome to the Action After, my friend. This week, we're talking about Brittany Willis's Action After item, which was three ways to remove the noise. And as we dive into this episode, I want us to start off by doing something Brittany spoke about in her full episode, the one right before this. If you didn't get a chance to listen, feel free to go back. It was a beautiful conversation and just a beautiful energy that Brittany brought to the conversation and the podcast episode. But one of the things she did speak about is the one simple word called breathe. And what I would love for us to do as we kick this thing off is go ahead and regardless of if you've had a really long day or if you're just starting your day or your day's going amazingly, incredibly, let's take a moment and just take a nice deep breath together to just allow ourselves to relax a little bit and remove the noise. So real quick, let's take two nice big deep breaths. Take a breath in and let it out. Let's do one more nice breath. Ready? One, two, three. Inhale. And exhale. Hopefully, regardless of if you're going through a rough day, a long day, a short day, a great day, a bad day, a whatever kind of day, hopefully that breath recenters you a little bit to your core. And this can be also another thing you can use to remove the noise in your life. Now, as we get into today's Action After, the three things we're going to talk about today are three ways that you can begin to remove the noise. Breathing is one of them, right? Our breath is a huge dictator of how we feel, right? If we're stressed, we're probably maybe not breathing much. If we're angry, maybe we're breathing really fast. If we're relaxed, maybe we're breathing a little softer. So remember to breathe. And as we go into the first Action After to remove noise in your life, the first way you can remove noise, and we're going to keep this week's episode pretty short because the action items are going to be a little longer in a sense, not really that long, but they're going to be longer than this episode. We'll just put it that way. And so the first action after to remove some noise in your life, because as Brittany said, it's when you get quiet in life, it's when you get still that you can get more in touch with your intuition, with your guide, with your inner knowingness that is going to help you get to the next place in your life. So the first way is I want to challenge you over the next 24 to 48 hours to go on a walk at some point throughout your day for 15 minutes with no technology. All right. This is something I've actually been doing in my life as of recently. I've been pushing myself. I'll probably get about 4 out of 7 days of the week where I do it successfully. The other days, life happens, you get distracted, those things, but it's unbelievable what happens when you go on a walk without technology for 15 minutes. There's a part of your brain that goes, wait, I'm not supposed to pull up my phone and look at, social media. I'm not supposed to pull up my email. I'm not supposed to. Your brain has this, at least for speaking from my own experience, this weird sort of experience where it goes, okay, all I'm supposed to do is just be here and be still and not think and worry and stress and compare, but just be in this moment. It's been a truly beautiful experience that I've been partaking in over the last 2 or 3 weeks now, is every single day I try to do my best to get outside and do a walk for 15 minutes. So my challenge to you is in the next 24 to 48 hours, so either today or tomorrow, go on a walk without technology for 15 minutes. All right, I would encourage you to do it either in the morning or at night. I've been doing it at night. That's kind of the time that I've found that works for me. The morning is great too. But do it at some point where maybe you're not, caught up in all the chaos of your day. So that's your challenge. That's action after number one. And action item number two is another way to sort of disconnect from technology and remove some of the noise is challenge yourself over the next, let's say, week. We'll give this one a week since the last one you got to do in the next day or two. But over the next week, challenge yourself to wake up without technology for the first 30 minutes of your day, right? So someone explained this to me so amazingly, and I'm so excited I get to share it with you, is they said, because of technology and because of the ways our phone are and social media and our notifications, is for most people, when you wake up and you open your phone and you see all of those notifications, it could be text, emails, social media, whatever it is, it's like waking up and starting your day and having 5, 10, 15, 20 people in your room shouting at you all these different comments. Like, imagine for a second you woke up and there was 15 people in your room and one person said, hey, don't forget about this. Another person said, hey, that thing happened last night. Another person said, hey, this other person just posted about this thing in their life. Another person said, hey, ding, here's an email you need to... It's like, that's what you are putting yourself through if you wake up and the first thing you do in the morning is look at your phone. It's like you have 5, 10, 15, 20 people waking up and start blabbing things at you and you haven't even started your day. And then you go throughout the rest of your day with this, you know, buzzing, dinging, zinging, all these different things that are going on, and you definitely are not removing the noise. You're jumping into noise at the start of your day. So one of the ways you can remove noise is in the next 7 days, we'll give it, what is the morning that you're going to wake up and you're going to say for the first 30 minutes, I'm not going to look at my phone, right? Maybe use your phone for your alarm, shut your alarm off, put your phone back down, right? Look at what time it is. And then for 30 minutes, do what you're going to do to start your day. Maybe it's taking a shower. Maybe it's making a cup of coffee. Maybe it's having breakfast. Maybe it's going on that walk, right? But give yourself at least one day over the next 7 days where you do not use any sort of technology for the first 30 minutes of your day. It's going to be another way you can allow yourself to remove the noise from your life. Beautiful, beautiful practice if you're willing to dive into it. And the third thing that we're going to do, the third action after, and this is for some of you who, if you're listening to this and you just feel that you get so caught up in technology and social media, and it's like, it's almost like you're addicted to it, right? It's, you know, technology and these apps like Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and, you know, all these other things have been designed to get you addicted to them. Right. If you haven't seen it on Netflix, there's this documentary. It's called The Social Network, I think is what it's called. And it's all about the algorithms of social media, of Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, these things, and how they're literally built to keep you addicted. Right. The average person opens their phone, I think, something like over 100 times a day. And so we're, for some of us, addicted to these things. And so the point being is, if you're listening and we're having this conversation right now and you're going, Stu, honestly, I am kind of addicted to some of my social medias. I am, you know, on Instagram way too much and I scroll aimlessly. I am on TikTok too much and I just scroll aimlessly. I am, you know, on some of these apps and it just takes so much time out of my day. I see what other people are doing. I compare myself. I judge myself. I, you know, do all these different things to just create this like angst in my life. If that's what you're going through, this third action after is for you. And I actually did this with a client I was working with the other day, and it was so beautiful to see the result of it. It was so beautiful to see the takeaway of it. It was so beautiful to see the result that came from this. And some of you will do this. Some of you go, there's no way I can absolutely do this. And if you're saying there's no way I can absolutely do this, I would say you probably even more so need to do this. But the third action after this week is to delete your distractions. Is what we're going to call it. Delete your distractions. And more specifically, my challenge to you for this third action after to remove the noise is delete the social media app that you are most addicted to for the next 4 days. All right, we're not going even a whole week. For 4 days, if you're addicted to Instagram, delete it. For 4 days, if you're addicted to TikTok and you spend too much time on it, you feel like it's getting in the way of your life, delete it. Right. If for hours of your day you're scrolling social media and you're on Instagram and you're going, man, I'm comparing myself to this and that, and it's like not doing you well in your well-being, my challenge to you is let's have a serious conversation and you need to delete that app. You need to step away from these things that you're addicted to that are not helping you in your life. So for some of you, if you want to get quiet, if you want to remove the noise, one of the best things you can do is kind of the theme of this week is a digital detox, right? Delete the app that you are sitting on for way too long for 4 days and watch what starts to happen. I'm just going to leave it at that. If you're addicted, you know you are. If you're listening to my words right now and there's some part of your brain that's going, maybe I should do it. It's sort of me. If you're having at all that, delete it. If you're going, Stu, it's not a problem in my life, don't delete it. All right. But for those of you, you know who you are. I'm talking to you right now. Yes. Go. Actually, let's do this. We're doing this together. If you're right now going, Stu, my internal thing's buzzing and I probably should delete the app and you know, you're thinking about it and you know you probably should. Let's do this. Open your phone. I know you're on your phone because you're listening to me and we're having this conversation. Open your phone right now. Do it. Okay. Go to the app. Hold your finger down in the app or however it works on your phone and delete the app right now. Delete it right now. Do it. Did you do it? I hope you did it. All right. Now, my assumption, even from just my client that I was working with last week, is once you deleted that, did you feel that release? Did you feel that you could almost breathe a little bit lighter? I think you probably did. All right. So do not re-download it for the next 4 days. And if you did delete it, if you truly did delete it right now, I just want to give you a round of applause. I want to bow down to you for just a moment because it takes some boldness. It takes some commitment to really delete that. So I want to say congrats for those of you that did delete it and enjoy the next 4 days being free from that addiction that you had to your technology and enjoy removing that noise from your life. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful experience. All right. So those are the three action afters this week as we remove the noise from your life is go on a 15-minute walk with no technology. Spend at least one day where for the first 30 minutes of your day, you don't use technology. And for those of you, and I know some of you already did it, so I love you for that, delete the distractions if you need to. All right, that's what we got cooking for you on the Action After this week. And I want to say thank you again for hanging out with me. Thanks for spending some time. I appreciate you truly every single time that we get to have a conversation and I get to help you better the quality of your life. This is what I look forward to every single week. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for spending time with me. If you've enjoyed this, go to iTunes if you would be open to it and leave us a review. It is one of the ways, and I say this, and I know some of you do leave reviews, and I just want to say thank you to those of you that do. It means the world to me to hear from you on really what you're getting from this podcast, and I really just want to say from my heart to yours, in the deepest way, thank you, and I have so much gratitude for you. So that's how we get the show in front of more people. That's how we make more impact. That's how we help more people live purposeful lives. And you and I get to do it together when you leave us a review. So thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. I could say it a million times, but that's all we got for this week. If you want to hang around, I have another episode coming up right after this. And it's actually, again, just you and me having a conversation about what are some of the tools, tricks, tips you can do and use to live in your purpose, to find your purpose, and to maximize living your purpose every single day. So if you don't want to go, don't feel like you need to go anywhere because there's another episode coming up right after this.